We will be perfect in every aspect of the game. You drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a blocking assignment, you run a mile. You fumble the football, and I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind parts. And then you will run a mile.
Here we go.
All right, welcome Madden Players. It is your original Madden Player, DC. Rolling with this special podcast. So I want to start and thank you for listening, first and foremost. I'm going to go over some topics in this one, maybe give away some prizes for the website for the people who are following me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Madden's Players, and make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you can see when I upload new podcasts, give new tips, and stuff like that. As you see, I start off with an inspirational setting there from Remember the Titans, one of the greatest football movies of all time, one of the favorite quotes of all time, everything like that. So we're going to kind of start some shows off like that with a little inspiration, working it like that. So in the agenda today, to start off, we're going to go with the top 10 QBs to look for in Madden 25. These are people that you want to look for and get when you are playing in your game. So we're going to start from 10 and work our way down. And feel free to follow me at Madden's Players and tweet your questions and answer the trivia question we're going to have later in the show. I'm going to be saying a sports quote, and you can just retweet it or email it to me with the answer, and in the next video I will reveal it. So stepping right into it right here, we're going to get into my number 10 QB. The number 10 QB that you're going to look out for is Big Ben. Alright, I'm not a big fan of Big Ben, but he's been quiet for a while on a lot of these. I know a lot of you like the fast receivers on Pittsburgh, but you're going to want to watch out for Big Ben coming up on Madden 25. I feel like he's going to be having some good accuracy. He's definitely a big man. You're going to want to use him on the quarterback sneaks. Don't be afraid to do that. Just make sure you guys hold the ball, okay? Hold the ball. I mean, press R1 if you're on a PlayStation. If you're on an Xbox, I don't know what it is. So you're just going to have to figure that one out. But make sure you hold the ball and lean in, you know, yard or so. Whatever, you know, make sure you do that. That would be the number 10. The number 9 would be Peyton Manning. I think the run game, you'll be able to run a lot with Denver this next year in Madden 25, which is going to open a lot of the play action for Peyton Manning. Don't try and use him as a mobile QB. Don't try moving around the pocket. Don't be trying deep throws, but he's a precision passer. So that's my number 9 right there. You're going to want to use him for that. Make sure you have a speedy receiver, so you're going to want to do some crossing routes, which you'll see in the later videos once we get closer to Madden 25. Now number 8. This might come as a little surprise, but I got Matty Ice as my number 8. Not going to have a steady running game. You got a couple good wide receivers, but you have an outstanding defense. You're going to watch out for Matty Ice in this version, because they're going to up his stats just because he is their offense. So that's my number 8 right there. Number 7, Matt Schaub. Now this is more due to the running game. They're going to open it up a lot more. You got one good receiver, arguably two. Basically one good receiver. And Schaub's going to be versatile. You can run with him a little more in this version. Look to open up the screen pass. Screen passes are coming. So the draw plays are coming back strong, I see. So you're going to definitely want to watch out for that. So I got my Matt Schaub at number 7. Now we're going to get into the 6. Newton is my number 6. Very mobile. He's not going to have very many receivers to throw to that are big money targets. His running game with the running backs are not going to be there too good. and they'll have a lot of fumbles. But Newton's going to be the man. Definitely going to have to do a lot of QB runs, which will open up a lot of stuff to the outside. I guess some stuff in the middle that you guys are going to see, which I'll work with, that you guys will see in the upcoming videos. But Newton would be my power rank at number 6. So moving to the top 5, you got Aaron Rodgers. I don't really have to explain that one. He's an elite quarterback, hands down. You're going to have a lot more work with him. Yes, you should have Cedric Benson be able to use for the running game. But mostly, if you're going to pick the Packers, you're going to want to pass this ball. And you got an outstanding wide receiver line. And just having Rodgers, you should kill him. And he's going to be even more mobile in this one. I believe they added his speed to this one, if I'm not mistaken. So definitely going to want to watch out for Rodgers. Number 4, you're going to get my favorite QB of all time, which is Drew Brees. Again, you're not going to have much of a running game. You're going to have 2 good wide receivers and one of the best tight ends you're going to have there. And just thread the needle, look for the deep pass. Not much of a defense, unfortunately, so you're going to have to step up your skill. But Drew Brees would come in at number 4. Look for him on those deep passing routes. That's what you're going to want to do. Then my top 3. I know you guys are going to think this is a really, really surprising top 3 to look out for, because they're young, they're new to the game, but it's going to be a totally new game here in Madden 25. I got number 3 is Andrew Luck, being a pocket precision passer. Don't look to run with him 20, 30 yards. Don't look to do any of that. If you need like 5 or 6, you can scramble out of the pocket. He's good at the scramble. But as far as going across the line of scrimmage, I don't recommend it. He's definitely a pocket passer. He's basically a Peyton Manning, basically. They just drafted a young Peyton Manning. So you're going to want to look for him with seams up the middle. You know, you can get away with a lot with Luck. Definitely deep passing. He can definitely throw a deep pass to someone if you can get him to do a play action. I would actually stay away from screen passes with that team simply because it's just not going to be there. Their alignment isn't very good. Stuff like that. So definitely look for deep passing routes when you pick Luck. But he is my number 3 QB. We're rolling with the number 2, which really isn't a surprise, but being that he's only going to be a second year person, he's pretty high. I got RG3 simply because I know a lot of you don't know who Alfred Morris is, or maybe don't care to, but he's going to be a breakout star this coming year. He's the running back. And that's going to open it up for RG3 to run around the side, hit him deep. Just do what RG3 does. Just keep coming out, roughing it, toughing it. Now, the only thing that you're going to have to watch out for is his injury is going to be a little up far this year, being that he had, I know it's real world stuff, he had surgery in the real world, but his injury on the game is going to be a little bit higher because he's a little injury prone. He got injured during the last season. So at least for the start of the games, RG3 isn't going to be as versatile in the run. So you're going to definitely want to get down. He's not going to be able to take hits like Rodgers and Newton can. So definitely if you run with him, that's what you're going to want to do. Now, for my number 1 receiver, and it's not a receiver, I messed that up. It's a quarterback. Number 1 quarterback. I know I'm going to get some controversy on this one, but it is what it is. I got Russell Wilson simply because he's going to have, I think it's the second best team that's going to be on the game, not counting the rankings at, you know, 94 and all that. But the best well put together team, definitely one of the best defenses, got the all-star running back, got a couple good receivers, and he's fast, he's versatile. He can take a hit, he's small enough, he can get it up. He's like a, if I want to compare him, he's like a mobile Drew Brees. And that's the keys to the game that you're going to want to know. And go ahead and tweet me your top 10. And I want to see what your top 10, even if your top 5. And I'll get back to you. My Twitter is at Madden's Players. That's the at symbol MaddenzPlayers. I will respond to you, so make sure you can get those tweets in there. The more tweets you get, the better you have a chance of winning some prizes with me, stuff like that. So moving right along, that's the top 10 of those. We'll get to the top 10 underdogs probably tomorrow or the next day. It's coming down the road. But moving on to the next segment right here, right now. We're going to get to a famous sports quote. And this is where I'm going to give away a prize right here. You got to either email your answer in or tweet it. All right? You can't text me. You can't. If you know me personally, you can't text me. You can't group me. You can't send it to me on PlayStation. You got to either tweet it to me or email it to me. And the email is Maddens, M-A-D-D-E-N-S, players, P-L-A-Y-E-R-S, at Gmail. Or Twitter, Maddens Players, which I already said. So here's the quote. And you have to tell me who said this. All right. If winning isn't everything, why do they keep score? Again, if winning isn't everything, why do they keep score? Now, I'll reveal the answer in my next episode, as well as the winner. And the winner is going to get a free month on the website of all the schemes that are on there. As you know, I'm going to be doing every scheme. I'm going to go from A to Z in the order that it's on Madden. I'll probably have them up in a couple weeks after Madden comes out. I'll have them all done. But the first one they're going to get is MPOD. Bonus points if you know what MPOD stands for. We're going to get in that later in the episodes. So make sure you guys follow that. For those of you who follow me on the YouTube channels, it's youtube.com/Maddens Players. I'm going to be getting a lot more content up, but no, I took a little break to get the podcast going so I can get this set up. Kind of started when I got an email from someone saying they loved the videos, but they couldn't watch them at their work or they were busy and they just didn't have time to do a lot of stuff. And I started reading about people doing podcasts, and that's why I started doing podcasts. I'm going to give some tips away on the podcast that are free, so make sure you subscribe to get some of that. Also, we're talking about some contests we're going to have on the website. We're also going to have some tournaments exclusive to podcast members down the road. So if you know someone who has an iPad, iPod, iTunes, anything, make sure you have them subscribed to this. They don't know how to subscribe, just have them visit the website, elitegaminggods.com, and just click on the podcast tab, and it'll explain how you can subscribe. And a little more about the website. On the website, you can even have forms for tips. So say you're having some trouble, and the guy's beating you with a 3-4 defense, which is what I run, and you just can't beat it. You just don't know what to do. You can go on the website, submit it. Any user can answer it and help you. As we go along, once I start to get the crew together, they're going to be responsible for helping the people that need the help, and a lot of crew incentives that are going to come along the way. So that about wraps it up for this episode. Make sure you ask any question you want at Twitter. I will answer, or email me, maddensplayers@gmail.com, and I'll be reading some questions on the air next time. And that is pretty much it for this episode. So, it is Maddens Players reminding you, it is not about being the best, but being better than you were yesterday. It's Maddens Players. We out.